Welcome to those who are listening to the Shir. We're going to continue from where we left off in the previous Shir. We're discussing Tfilas HaMincha, Halacha Beis, and we're up to Paragraph Beis. Rab Nosson Zal tells us, V'hine ha-yoytze lanu, שהאדם צורך לכוון בתפילוסוי, שיוכל לעורר ולגלויס מצח הרוצוין, שורש הרוצוין, כדי שיהיה איס רוצוין שתזכה בתפילוסוי. Based on what we saw earlier, we understand that a person has to try to concentrate in his tefillah, that he should have the ability to awaken and to reveal the source of rotzoin. Rotzoin means favor, Hashem's favorable attitude towards us. So that it should be a time of rotzoin, so that his tefillah should be in a moment of rotzoin, of goodwill, so that the tefillah should be received warmly by Hashem. Kal yidei his galus shoresh rotzoin, haydei zeh yuchal lechavin betfilosoi, uliz gabral hachayis roz shemirnes chach miateva koifrem berotzoin, Shemehem boem achshavei zoris kanal. Because if the person will succeed in revealing this rotzoin, this favorable feeling from Hashem, this will give him the ability to have the right kavona, true kavona in tefillah, and to overcome all the opponents that he has, which are referred to as Chayes Rois, which are these Chachmei Ateva, the people who don't believe, don't have real faith in Hashem. They deny the fact that everything that takes place is only based on Rotzon Hashem, and they are the cause and the source of these Machshavei Zorois, these extraneous thoughts that come to a person when they're davening, preventing the person from having real kavanah. Ki b'shaito u'b'yoyser tzorech lizor lizgabra b'tfilas ha-mincha. And the most important time that a person needs to struggle against these chachmei ateva, against these machshavei zorois, is when it comes to the tefillah of mincha. Ki b'shaito d'mincha dinat kifa shalto. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that at the time of Mincha, there's very harsh judgment of Hashem that's around. And we know that it's from this, from Midas Hadin, the judgment of Hashem, that's where the Sitra Achra is able to draw from. V'al kein elo achayis roes chachmei atevanal shehem min ha-sitra achra mizgabrim b'yoyse chas v'shalom b'yis shlita sadinim chas v'shalom. And therefore, these chayis roes, these chachmei ateva, who speak out against faith in Hashem, who are from the sitra achra, they try their hardest at the time when dinim are prevalent. Dahinu b'mincha, which means mincha time, ki misham achiz osam kanal, because that's where they're able to draw the strength from. Ki elu achayis roes chachmei ateva shekoifim b'rotzoin, heim b'bechinas roiges shu hepech ha-rotzoin, b'chinas k'tzar yomim sva roiges, kemavur heitu b'mamar nalain shom. Because these chachmei ateva, these people who believe only in nature, they believe that They deny the fact that Hashem has the ability to do whatever He wants, even if it goes against nature. These people are an aspect of roiges, anger, which is the opposite of rotzein, favor. As the pasuk says, "Ktsar yomim sva roiges," a person who is short, the person's days are short, is a person who is filled with anger. Kimavur heita b'maranal ein sham, as is explained very thoroughly in Likud Imran that we're talking about here. Ki heim b'chinas roiges, Exactly. These Chachmei HaTeva, these Chayesuras, are an aspect of Roiges, anger. Ki achizoso me Roiges v'dinim chasrom kanal. They draw their energy from din, from Roiges. This is why they're given this nickname that they're like wild animals who tear people to shreds, based on the fact that they draw from roiges, from anger. Nimtzo shebemin choshos dinat kifa shalta oz tzorech is gabrus yosu neged achayis roiges kanal shem chach miyatev shem michnes roiges kanal. Therefore, if we know that mincha time is a time when midas hadin is prevalent, that's a time when the sitrachro is trying to draw major energy, and that's why a person has to be especially careful then. And we know, in addition, that these chayis rois, these chachmei ateva, we know also that the main place that these chayis rois, these chachmei ateva draw from, is called Metzach Hanochosh. Umetzach Hanochosh yoinek mizikne ador, mimarich hayom shebedor kesheinem ketikunoi. And this Metzach Hanochosh draws its energy from the elders, elderly people who don't conduct themselves properly. Dehainu kesheinem moisifim kedusha vedas b'chol yom v'yom shem askinim. Meaning, they're not careful to see to it that as they get older, every day that they get older, they should add additional knowledge and additional holiness to themselves. Ki ha'odom tzorech lohisif kiddush v'das b'chol yom v'yom shebo harkach. Because a human being is obligated to grow and improve in holiness and in knowledge, intelligence, every single day that they live. Umi shepoigem yomov, whereas a person who messes up their life, meaning shehu marich umazkin, the person gets older, me'elu zikne hador, from these people that we described earlier, who are referred to as meitzach hanochosh, kemavur sham heitev, as Rabbi Nachman discusses there on the Likutei Moran. V'chasher nestakel, nimtzo, she'ikr yenikas meitzach hanochosh, shayonik mizikne ador, hu'ikr b'sha'as mincha, shila'es p'noi sayon. If we'll study this topic carefully, we'll observe that the time when this meitzach hanochosh draws its energy from these elders of the generation who are not conducting their lives properly is especially mincha time. Mincha time means when the day is starting to leave. Ve'oz hayoyim oyla lamalo. And when the day is starting to leave, that's when the day goes up to heaven in a sense. What a person achieved that day rises heavenward. A person who was privileged to grow in holiness and in knowledge on a particular day, fortunate is that person. Whereas, when the day of one of these elderly people who has not added any holiness or intelligence that day to themselves, but rather their day is defective, when that day goes up, that causes the Metzach HaNochosh to get stronger, to be able to draw its energy. Shehu b'chinas royes, which is associated with anger. Nimtzo she'ikr yinikas metzach hanochosh mizik ne'adoran alhu b'mincha she'oz pon ayom shalem b'choshech u'pegam b'li kedusha. So therefore, the main time when this metzach hanochosh is able to draw its energy from these elders of the generation who are improper is at mincha time, because that's when the day is being completed. With darkness in their case, and with defectiveness, without holiness. And that's what this sitrachra draws from. V'efsher machmazeh bi'atzmo yidino takifu shalta b'mincha. Rav Nosnel says, could be that this itself is the reason why this harsh judgment is prevalent at Mincha time. Machmas she'oz hayon. Rav Nosnel says, Nimtzo she'ikar yinikas meitzchanosh mizikna doris b'mincha. And could be this is why we're told that at Mincha time there is this powerful din, because that's when the day is leaving. Machmas she'oz hayom pono, v'azai oilin kamo yomim pigumim shel zikne adoranal. And that's when the day of each and every single one of these elders who does not spend their day properly, they don't look to grow in knowledge and intelligence and holiness every single day. So when these elderly people, let's say there's 50 of them or 50,000 of them, when their day is coming to a close, then you have these 50,000 defective days that are going up to heaven. Shehu v'hainu sheyoinek meitzach hanochosh me'el hayom b'gumanal. And that's where the meitzach hanochosh draws its energy from these defective days. Shehu b'chinas roiges, which represent anger, hepecharotzain, the opposite of favor. V'yalkein b'mincha shlitas hadinim b'chinas roiges. And this is why we're told that at mincha time there is this judgment, this anger that's prevalent. Alkein tzrichin lizgaber b'yoyse b'tfilas ha-mincha l'chavim b'moid. This is why the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch tell us that a Jew has to work very hard to concentrate, to have real, real kavona during the mincha tfila. Lizgaber al ha-chayis roizanal shem izgaber mozkanal. To overcome these chayis rois that get their strength at that time. V'ho'ikar lirois lo'ira l'galis ozdaika b'chinas meitzach rotshin sh'b'chinas eis rotsayim. And the main thing is to try to awaken and reveal this meitzach rotsayim, which means eis rotsayim, a favorable time. Ki ikar his galus meitzach rotsayim eis rotsayim hu b'mincha shel Shabbos, she'ozo yestalkos Moshe kemuva. Because Rav Nosson Zal tells us, just as we mention that the main time that the Meitzach HaNochosh is prevalent is Mincha time, so too the Meitzach HaRotzayim, the highest degree possible of favorable, of good favor of Hashem towards us, comes specifically at Mincha time on Shabbos, which is the time when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. V'alkein tzrichin gam b'choil b'mincha lahamshich kiddush shel Shabbos l'imei ha'choil. And this is why a Jew, during the 6 days of the week at mincha time, has to try to draw that holiness and that energy of the mincha of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Lo'oirer l'gavlis b'mincha daika shel choil esoyis rotzon k'moy b'Shabbos. To try to awaken and reveal in the mincha time of the weekdays, that eis rotzoin that's prevalent on Shabbos at mincha time, kidei lahamtik hadin hakoshe, in order to sweeten the harsh judgment that's prevalent then, b'chinas haroiges, the anger, shemisur b'mincha, which is activated during mincha time, uminei ubei ibo lezel bein arga, and from the forest itself to bring forth the hatchet. This is a famous expression to say, you know, Dahainu shebemincha daiko shoz misur adin koshe voroigis chas v'sholom oz davka nimtak adin voroigis haidei hois rotzoin shemamshiche mishabbos l'neachol kanal. That's when this din, midas adin, this anger of Hashem is sweetened through this eis rotzon that we're drawing from Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Ach lo ze tzrichin tzedoko kedei lachnia meitzach hanochosh. However, Rav Nosson Zal tells us, that Rabbeinu Zal tells us, in order to do this, in order to sweeten the din, in order to be able to draw from Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, this requires tzedakah, charity. And with this, we can understand and resolve the question that the rabbis ask, the rabbis of the Shulchan Aruch, why is this second prayer of the day called Mincha? Haloi gam baboiker hikrivu Mincha. We know that in the morning also there was a Mincha sacrifice that was brought in the Holy Temple, in the Beis HaMikdash. Kemuva b'Mogan Avram, Siman Reish Lamed Beis, as the Mogan Avram mentions. So why is it that this second prayer of the day is called Mincha only? V'hashto nicho shapir. However, based on what we're saying, it comes out very good. Because it becomes obvious as to how appropriate it is to call this tefillah the mincha tefillah, al pi divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'maimar hanal, based on Rabbeinu Zal's words. Because the main tikkun of this second tefillah of the day is through tzedakah, through charity. Shal yodo nestaken pegam zikne ador. That's what helps us to correct the defectiveness that's caused by these elderly people who are not using their days the right way. Vazai nichna meitzach anocho shenikos misham. And if we do that, if we correct the pegama, the zikne ador that are improper, then we're able to subdue this meitzach anochosh which draws from there. Vazayin is gala harotzayin, and when this meitzach hanochash is subdued, is humbled, then this other power called meitzach harotzayin is elevated and is broadened. Vazay nichna meitzach hanochash inikos mishom. And then this meitzach hanochash gets humbled. Vazayin is gali harotzayin, and this rotzayin, this good favor of Hashem, is revealed. And now we could understand why this second prayer of the day is called mincha. Mincha means charity. Bechinas magishe mincha b'tzedakah. K'mesh kosov Rabbeinu Sham, ayin Sham. As the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes in Likut Imran, those who present a gift of charity. Mincha means a gift. Because it's this second prayer of the day which comes in the afternoon when the day is starting to leave. And as we said earlier, there are many people who have not spent their day properly, especially elderly people. And those people, because their days were spent in an improper way, their days, when their days start going upward, they awaken the anger of Hashem, the Midas Hadin. And in order to, for our tefillah at that time, the second prayer of the day, to go up and really be effective, it requires tzedakah, it requires charity. Paragraph Gimel. V'zeh shehevi shom Rabbeinu Zal ma'shomar Yaakov Leisov v'lokachto minchosi miyod yayin shom. And this is why Rabbi Nachman, Rabbeinu Zal, in Likut Imran, in the chapter that this halacha is based on, he quotes the story of Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov Avinu said to his brother Esav, that I beg of you to accept the gift that I'm offering you, this mincha that he calls it. Ki Esav hu zua mas hanochosh, because Esav represents the snake, the filth of the snake. Bechinas meitzach hanochosh. V'hu keneged Yaakov shu bechinas rotzoin, bechinas ponim, kema shikosan vakshe ponecho Yaakov sela. Esav is the opposite of Yaakov Avinu. He opposes Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the symbol of rotzoin, of favor, a favorable attitude, which is referred to as ponim, when a person shows his face to somebody, not turning his back on the person. Kamashakosov mevakshe ponecho Yaakov selo. Yaakov Avinu is referred to as ponim, which means a favorable attitude. Uponim hu bechinas rotzoin. And we know that Ponim is synonymous with Rotzon. Rotzon meaning goodwill. Kama Shekosov, as we say in Birchas Kohanim, Yiso Hashem Ponov Eilecha. May Hashem place His face upon you. Kama Shekosov Rabbeinu B'maimar Anal, as Rabbeinu Zal says in that story. Ve'ikri Yinikas Esov Humi Yitzchok Shubhenes Tfilas Mencha. And we know that the main place that Esov draws from is from Yitzchok Avinu, which corresponds to Mincha, ki Yitzchok tikein Mincha, because the Gemara tells us that each one of the forefathers of the Jews established one of the tefilos. Avram Avinu established Shachris, Yitzchok Avinu established the tefillah of Mincha. Ki achizas meitzach hanochosh umebchinas Mincha, shubechinas dinim kanal, because this meitzach hanochosh, it draws especially from Yitzchok, from Midas Hadin, from Mincha. V'hizkabrusoi chas v'shalom k'shiyesh zikni ador she'enam k'tikunoi. And when does this Meitzach HaNochash get strong? When there are these elders who are not living properly. Shaydeze misroyer hadin shel Mincha shebichnas Yitzchok. That's what awakens this Midas Hadin of Yitzchok Avinu. כי אף על פי שיצחוק הוא בחינס דין שבקדושה, אף על פי כן זה מבור שכשיש פגם חס ושלום, מסעורר הדין שבקדושה, ומשום מסגברם שר הדינם. Because even though יצחוק אבינו generally represents a din of holiness, a good aspect of din, still, when there's defectiveness, when there's something wrong, that awakens this din of kedusha, umishom izgabrim sharadinim, and that leads to and feeds the other types of din, which are not necessarily kedusha, ki kulam nechozn mekablim idin shebekdusha, because all types of midas hadin of Hashem, of judgment of Hashem, draw their energy from the din of holiness. וזה בחינס ויהי כי זוקן יצחוק, היינו כשמסורר חס ושלום הדין של יצחוק הידי זקני הדור הנאו, שזה בחינס הסעורס הדינים של מנחה כנאו, אזי ויקרו לאיסוף. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, we can show how this fits in to a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah tells us that when Yitzchok was aging, he called his son Esav to come to him, and to receive the blessings from him. Rav Nosson Zal says, we said that again, Yitzchok represents Midas Hadin. When this Midas Hadin is awakened through the Zokein, through the Ziknei Hador, that are living improperly, that represents the awakening of Midas Hadin of Mincha. V'azai v'ayikro li'esov, haynu sh'azai chas v'shon, מחייב הדין הקודש ליתן יניקו לאיסב שהוא מיצח הנוחש נתגם זקני הדור הנל. That's when the din of holiness has to give nourishment to Esav HaRosha, who is Meitzach HaNochosh, based on this defectiveness by these elders. Because as we said earlier, this Meitzach HaNochash draws from these elders who live defective days. However, Hashem informs Yaakov Avinu, who is the Tzaddik, who represents good favor. Hashem informs Yaakov Avinu of this problem. And Hashem encourages Yaakov Avinu to hurry and appease the judgment through acts of charity, meaning one form of charity is when a person gives poor people to eat. And poor people represent an aspect of Midas Hadin. Poor people are generally angry over their situation. And a person who is charitable to them and gives them to eat, by doing that, that person appeases the judgment, the harshness. This is the concept whereby the Shekhinah, which is called Rivka sometimes, encourages Yaakov Avinu to go to the sheep. The sheep represents Klal Yisrael, who are referred to as holy sheep. Velikach mehem shnei gedoyezim, and to take two goats from there, lasoy soysa matamim liyitzchok, and to prepare a delicious food for Yitzchok Avinu, shuhu bechinas hadin. We said Yitzchok represents din. Dahainu lekabel mehem tzedoko liten laniyim. This, in other words, Yaakov Avinu is being told to do an act of tzedakah, an act of charity, to give to the poor people, shehem monin tevirin, who are referred to as broken vessels, shenechozin bohem hadinim, to prepare that through this tzedakah, they appease the din, the midas hadin of Yitzchak, vazaya de tzedakah nichna meitzach hanochosh, and then through this tzedakah, we subdue, we humble this power that's referred to as Meitzach HaNochosh, Shinikosoi Mizikne Ador Kana, which we said draws its energy from these elders of the generation. V'zeh Shehitmiya Yitzchok Yishomer Lo Yaakov Ki Hikra Hashem Alekecho Lefonai. This is why the Torah tells us that when Yaakov Avinu brought the food to Yitzchok Avinu, and he presented himself as if he was Esav, and Yaakov Avinu said, because Hashem has given me the privilege of having this food to give to you, V'omar, Yitzchok Avinu was in wonderment, V'toma, V'omar, and he said, Hakol Kol Yaakov, your voice sounds like the voice of Yaakov Avinu, Ki Bevadai Hoyo Pele Godol Beine Yitzchok, because this was definitely extremely unusual to Yitzchok Avinu, Ki Esav Hoyo Roitza Ato Lino Kol Ezgabra Chas Shom Keneged HaRotzoim, because we know that when Esav was trying to draw the blessing from Yitzchok Avinu, from the source of Midas Hadin, he was trying to draw energy and to overcome the power of Rotzoim, of good favor towards Klal Yisrael. Ki hu bechinas meitzach hanochosh shu chochmas hateva kanal. Because Esav represents this meitzach hanochosh, this chachmei hateva. V'yachshov hu shomea hehepech mamish. And now Yitzchok Avinu was hearing the exact opposite. Dachinu ki hikro Hashem eloikecho. This is why he said that your Hashem has given me this food. Shetoile kol hasibois vamurois bashimizborach. This is the concept of rotzon, whereby a person believes that everything that happens is happening only through rotzon of Hashem. Al kein omar shebevadai hu kol Yaakov. This is why Yitzchok said that voice. What you're saying is the speech of Yaakov Avinu, shubchinas rotzoin. Yaakov Avinu is the aspect of rotzoin, meaning shemamin shahakol rak al yidei rotzon Hashem Yisborach. Yaakov Avinu believes completely that everything that happens is only based on rotzoin Hashem. There is no coincidence. There is no mother nature. Ve'ein shum mikra v'sibal pitevachas shum. There is nothing that happens coincidentally or based on teva, nature. V'alkein, me'achar shenimta kadin shel Yitzchok, v'nezgaber Yaakov shubchinas rotzoin. And therefore, by Yaakov Avinu bringing this food to Yitzchok, which represents an act of charity at the time of Midas Hadin, that's what enabled him, Azai Kibel Habrochois. That's what enabled him to receive the blessings from Yitzchok Avinu. Vezehu Sheberchoi, and this is why Yitzchok Avinu blessed them and said, Ve'iten l'chohu elikim mital ha-shamayim. May Hashem give you the dew of the heavens. Hainu Sheberchoi sheyesh shoyfei oleinu chazdo yagodol. Meaning the bracha was that Hashem should shine His great kindness upon us, actually, to the point where we will not have to struggle. We will not have to do any work on our own. V'zehu, and this is why part of the bracha right after V'yitin Lecha was, Yavducho Amim, nations will serve you. B'chinas v'omdu zorim v'rot soynchem, as Rabbein Ezal writes in Likut Imran, that when a person makes this tikkun of tzedakah, then the person is zoyche to have others do his work for him. K'ayidei she'nichna meitzach ha'nochesh b'chinas heisa v'nezgal ha'rot soyn, al yidei zeh nishba ha'chesed, Va'oz neskayim v'omdu zorim, because when we're zuchet to subdue the meitzach hanochash, which is Esav, and to reveal the rotzon, the favorable attitude of Hashem towards us, this brings about a flow of kindness from Hashem. Va'oz neskayim v'omdu zorim, and that's when there is fulfilled the pasuk that others will do your work for you. Shezeo b'chinas v'itin l'chol ekim mital ha'shamayim v'roiv dogon v'siroish. This is what was alluded to in the bracha of Yitzchak Avinu, that may Hashem give you from the dews of heaven, etc., etc., and plentiful wine and grains. Hainu roiv hashpoas hachesed b'li mas yadenu klal. This refers to a tremendous flow of kindness of Hashem that comes upon us without us having to work for it. Rak yavdu chamim kanal, but rather others will do the work for us. Ma shehizkir elikim v'yitam lecho elikim ki hachesed tzorach v'kabal al yidei yirosh nasa yidei arotzen kim vor Hashem v'elikim b'chinas yirah kama shekosav esho elikim ane yorei. And Rav Nosson Zal points out the reason why Hashem's name Elokim is used in that blessing that Yitzchak Avinu gave, v'yitam lecho elikim ishmane yoretz, is because the kindness that we're saying flows from Hashem. When a person is able to be mamtik v'din, the way that a person receives that kindness, it's dependent on yira, which comes about through ratzoin, as Rabbeinu Zal explains there on the Likut Imran. Ratzoin, yirei of yaseh. That ratzoin, that yira is what generates this ratzoin. That ratzoin generates the yira. Ratzoin, yirei of yaseh. Ratzoin makes yira. And yira is associated with Elokim, as the pasuk says, by Yosef HaTzadik es Elokim ana yorei. V'alkein, paragraph Dalet now. V'alkein, achar kach, kishebo Yaakov keneged Esav, omar lo v'lakachtem en chosim yodi. And this is why, subsequently, when Yaakov Avinu goes to meet Esav, he says, I want you to accept my gift. Rimez loy, he hinted to him, shehu noisen b'chinas tzedaka. Yaakov Avinu was letting Esav know, you should know that I know this secret of tzedaka, of charity. B'chinas v'noig sayich tzedaka, shi b'chinas mincha, kamavur kol ze b'maimran al ayin shom. As Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in the Likut Imran, this pasuk, v'noig sayich, that even your oppressors, when the goyim or others oppress the Jewish people, and try to harm them, and try to take money away from them, then the monies that the Jews are forced to give to the goyim in this way, to these oppressors, is also referred to as a type of tzedakah, an aspect of tzedakah. V'chol zeh hoyo l'sakein u'lachnia yinik aseisov shi'enik b'mchinas mincha b'mchinas Yitzchak. And the purpose of all of this was to subdue, to weaken the ability of Esav to draw, because we said Esav draws from Mincha, from Yitzchak, from Midas Adin. Alkein hu noisin b'chinas tzedakah l'sakein zois. This is why Yaakov Avinu is giving charity to try to correct all of this. Now we'll take the final paragraph of this halacha, paragraph Hey, and then we'll take any questions or comments. And now we can understand why the Gemara tells us that a person, a Jew, should be especially particular and careful when it comes to the tefillah of mincha, Shekein Eliyahu lo nene ela b'mincha, because we find one of the outstanding Jewish leaders, Eliyahu Hanavi, achieved his major success at mincha. Shenemar, as we find in the famous story where Eliyahu Hanavi challenged the false prophets of the Baal, and he succeeded in defeating them at mincha time. Because Eliyahu Hanavi was trying to subdue and humble the idol worshippers of his time. And the main form of idol worship in those days was that they worshipped the stars and the signs of the zodiac. Because the people, there were people then who believed that everything was dependent on the signs of the zodiac. Alkein hayu oivdim avidosom lahamshich kechosom lamata. This is why they worship these things, in order to try to draw their energies earth to earth. Nimtzo shel yoho yitzorech lachnia chochmas hateva shetoyle kol hasibos b'mareches hashemayim. So what Eliyahu Hanavi was really battling was this chochmas hateva, which, in other words, in those days they were referred to as idol worshippers. In later times, these could have been scientists or other people who believe everything is dependent on nature or natural phenomenon. You know, the sun, the moon, the stars, the signs of the zodiac. Hulagalois and Eliyahu Hanavi was trying to broadcast the message, ki Hashem hu elokim, that Hashem is on top of all of this. Shekol hasibos ayde ritzonis baruch levad, that everything that we see take place in the world is only because of rotzon Hashem. It's only through the will of Hashem. Nothing is coincidental. Nothing is natural. V'alkein elu shamdu keneged Eliyahu o yimizgabrim u'mizchaskim ad alois hamincha. And therefore, these idol worshippers at that time, these false prophets, the Nevi Baal, tried to get all of their energies turned on up to mincha time, leading up to mincha. Ki savru shayde mincha yilahem yenika, because they thought that when mincha would come, then they'd be able to draw energy, v'hizgabrus chasu shalom kanal, and then they'd be able to get really strong. Ach Eliyahu hayom mamtik hadin shel mincha. However, Eliyahu Hanavi was one of the great tzaddikim, and he knew how to sweeten the judgment, the harshness that's generally prevalent at mincha time, from which the Sidrachra draws from. V'alkein hizgabar aleihem daika b'mincha. And this is why Eliyahu Hanavi was zeichet to overcome them at mincha time. Ki kishemamtikim hadin shel mincha, because when a Jew is zecher to do what's necessary to sweeten the din of mincha, then it gets turned around to become an eis rotzon, a time of great favor, of Hashem showing tremendous favor, goodwill towards us. V'alkein, and this is why the Torah tells us, v'yehi ka'alois ha-mincha, that when mincha time was approaching, that's when Eliyahu Hanavi approached his altar, the hispalel, and he davened very hard to Hashem, he prayed to Hashem, v'gilo harotzin, and he revealed to everyone at that time the fact that everything that takes place is only based on the will of Hashem, alidei ha'ois v'hamoifes hagodol shosos. Eliyahu Hanavi broadcasted that message through the incredible miracle that he performed at that time, whereby he prepared an altar and he poured tremendous amount of water over it, and then he prayed to Hashem that Hashem should send a fire down from heaven itself that would consume the sacrifice that he prepared on that altar. Despite the fact that the sacrifice and the altar were swimming in water, Hashem, Eliyahu Hanavi's prayer succeeded in bringing down a fire from Hashem that consummated the sacrifice with the water, with the altar, it burned it all up. Ki Hashem hu Elokim hashalet u'moshel u'maneg hakol b'ratzonoi. Because Hashem is the king who rules and controls everything and makes everything go the way he wants it to. V'chol zeh hoya oise Elio b'min chadaika, al yidei shehoya yochay lahamtik hadin shel mincha l'afcha leis rotzen kimoi b'shabbos. And all of this Elyonovi achieved at mincha time because he knew how to sweeten the din of mincha and thereby be able to convert the mincha time to an eis rotzen, just like it is on Shabbos. V'zeh nasa al yidei tzedakah, and this was accomplished especially through charity tzedakah, we know that charity is represented by the pasuk where Hashem said to Elyonovi, when Elyonovi was hiding out from Achav and he needed food, Hashem said, I have instructed the ravens to take care of you, to feed you. Also possible. Velio shezochel bechinazu, and Elyonovi, who was zochet to this, ki belio nemar posuk zeves oir from tzivitzi lechalkalecho somoch lois emaisanam, and Elyonovi was the one who was zochet to this charity, because Rabbi Nazal begins the chapter on Likutim Ran that this halach is based on, quoting this pasuk, telling us that when Elyonovi was hiding out from Achav, Hashem instructed ravens to bring food for him from the kitchens of Yehoshaphat. And that's an act of charity. And Rabbi Nazal in Likutei Moran there explains that the reason why the Torah gives us this example of charity using the ravens is to teach us that there are times that in order for a person to show kindness to someone else, they have to show harshness to themselves. They have to take away from themselves or from their family to be able to give to someone else. And this incident of the ravens taking care of Elyonovi took place very, very close to that story of Elyonovi defeating the prophets of the Baal. Ki achar maise zu shohoyenister v'orvim kilkaluhu, because shortly after this incident, where Elyonovi was hiding out from Achav, and the ravens took care of him, that's when Elyonovi went to show himself, to present himself to Achav, and that's when this great showdown took place between Elyonovi and the righteous prophet and the false prophets, the Oiv de Abal. Alkein hoyakoyach kanal, alkein hoyakoyach belyoyo, lehamtik hadin shel mincha l'afcha l'rotzen kanal. This is what gave Elyonovi the power to sweeten the din of mincha and to turn it around, to make it a time of good favor of Hashem, favorable will, al yidei bechinas v'so'er v'mtzivisi, by drawing on the strength of charity, of tzedakah, which is represented by that pasuk that I've instructed the ravens to take care of you. Ki mineu bei ibo lezel beinargo, because the rule is, from the forest, we get wood from which to make a hatchet to chop down the trees. Meaning, from the midas hadin that's prevalent at mincha time, if a person knows they have the ability to turn that din around completely and convert it to great chesed, to great kindness. Umeachar shezocho lafoich esachzorius oirev larachamim lechalke loisoi, and because Elyonovi was zeche, through his good deeds, through his righteousness, through his being so great a tzaddik, he was zeche to be able to effect such a change that a raven, which is known to be a mean bird, that's even mean towards its own young, was willing to be a servant of kindness, to be used, to put itself to use, to bring, to show kindness and charitableness to Elyonovi, to bring Elyonovi food when he was hiding out on the run from King Achav. Al yidei zeh hoya That's what gave him the ability to sweeten the din of mincha and turn it around to be a time of favor, goodwill, to the point where Leonovi succeeded in getting all the people at that time to admit and to acknowledge and recognize that Hashem is the true leader of the world, and to reject their idol worship at that time. With this, we conclude this second halacha of Tfilas HaMincha.